What about the issue of grade? How much inter-observer variation is there? And how do you approach patients with grade 3A and B disease?
So patients with grade 1 and grade 2, basically patients with an indolent disease, which can be treated with multiple options. When the lymph node shows a certain percentage of large cell centroblasts, these are called grade 3, and 3A when the cells are sparse, while 3B when they are cohesive in the pathology sample. And these patients with grade 3B follicular lymphoma have a clinical behavior that looks much more like diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, and all hemato-oncologists will like to treat this patient like diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. So I think when we have grade 1, 2, or grade 1, 2, because sometimes pathologists can't really distinguish between both, I think it's fair to trust the pathologist. When you have a grade 3 lymphoma, follicular lymphoma, it's good to have eventually a second opinion or an expert pathologist looking at the slide, because between grade 3 and 3B, it's sometimes difficult, and the way you manage the patients may differ. So it's very important when a grade 3 is discussed by the pathologist to really look at the report or eventually ask for an expert pathologist to look at the samples.
What about grade 3A?
So grade 3A is basically when it's confirmed by an expert pathologist, behaves like grade 1 and 2, and you can apply to this patient exactly the same treatment you apply for patient with grade 1 and 2 follicular lymphoma.
What do we know about inter-observer, grading? You mentioned expert pathologist. Where do you see the discrepancy, and how much discrepancy is there?
When pathologists are reporting grade 1 and 2, I think the concordance between the different pathologists are probably greater than 90%. As soon as we are starting about grade 3 and grade 3A, 3B, I think it probably decreased to 60, 65%. So I think it's better in this case to make sure the samples were first really representative of the tumor and secondly seen by pathologists that sees a sufficient number of follicular lymphoma or lymphoma in general per year.